Are you suffering from diabetes and struggling with learning how to manage it, whether it's focusing on your diet, trying to get more exercises, trying to fit in the medication that you are now taking? Well, we have a class for you. Registration is now open for the free Living Healthy with Diabetes self-management program, which will meet each Tuesday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from November 1st through December 6th. These weekly sessions will meet at the Person County Extension Office at 304 South Morgan Street. This program is for people who have type 2 diabetes or who may have been told they are borderline or pre-diabetic. Trained leaders will facilitate discussions and introduce participants to tools to help them better manage their condition. The focus of the weekly sessions is to help people understand how they can control diabetes rather than letting it control them. This is an educational and very interactive program that informs people how to change their behaviors in order to live healthy lives and to delay and even avoid the complications that may result from diabetes. Living Healthy with Diabetes teaches participants how to set goals, how to talk to their doctors, how to better manage their medication, how to count carbohydrates and plan healthier meals, and much more. Class size is limited, so please register by October 21st. This program is offered as a series, so participants are asked to commit to attending as many of the sessions as possible. To register, you can call me, Jennifer Brown, at the Extension Office at 336-599-1195. This program is a collaborative effort of the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service and the Person County Health Department. This past week, we had our in-person lunch and learn. Every month, we host a lunch and learn workshop where we focus on providing information about health, nutrition, food safety, chronic disease, and so much more. We do it in person at the Person County Auditorium, as well as we offer it virtually each month. So we just had our in-person one this past Tuesday at the Person County Auditorium Room, and now we're going to be hosting the virtual workshop this coming Tuesday on October 18th. You can check us out on our Facebook page at Person Granville FCS to get the link to register, or you can always call the Extension Office. But when we talk a little bit about dining out, that was the theme for this week's lunch and learn, or this month's lunch and learn. We want to talk to you about how you can eat healthy while still eating out, which can be very difficult to do. You need to understand that restaurants now provide a lot of information to help you make better choices. However, many restaurant foods are higher in calories, fat, sodium, and sugar than the foods that we prepare at home. Thinking about how often you eat out at a restaurant. Thinking about, do you know how to choose a healthy meal? And then why do you eat out? A lot of us are just too busy to cook. We think it might be cheaper to eat out. We think that it's just, it's easier, it's convenient. My kids enjoy it. I like, a different atmosphere, going to different places and seeing different people. Well, if you're going to do that, then we want you to have a plan. We want you to not skip meals throughout the day, or go the entire day without eating just because you know you're going to eat out. You can eat lighter meals throughout the day, but don't skip any. When you're choosing a restaurant, think ahead. Choose a place with a wide variety of menu items and meal options. Before choosing a restaurant, you can check online menus, and look over the nutritional information. You can go to each individual restaurant's website, and typically, if they are a chain restaurant, they will have that information. But you can also go onto CalorieKing.com, CalorieKing. And if you, again, if you don't see anything healthy or anything that you like on the menu, then try a different restaurant. But you want to look for keywords. If you're looking at how it's cooked, is something grilled? Is it light? Is it baked? Is it smalled? You want to avoid the battered, fried, jumbo, creamy, bacon, loaded, all those kind of other words. And try to focus on things that are cooked with healthier types of fats, like olive oil, is a good option. Don't be afraid to ask your server for some of the ingredients, ask them about how they prepare the foods, or even substitutions. We want to make sure that you are being as healthy as you can so you can enjoy the food. Maybe you need to ask the waiter to skip the bread basket or the chip basket. Skip the fancy drinks because they're just adding extra calories. Try to get a balanced plate. Create a balanced meal by choosing foods from different food groups, such as your lean proteins, your low-fat dairies, fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. You can even share a meal or make sure you bring leftovers home. There are so many more tips to dining out and doing so in a healthy manner. Hopefully you can join us for our virtual workshop October 18th on dining out while being healthy. Contact the Extension office at 336-599-1195 to learn about this program and many others. Thanks for tuning in this week.